to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. I love this email. Dr. Dahlia, I think my boyfriend is a deadbeat. He's been out of a job for 2 years and lives with me so I can pay all of his bills. When I call him on it and try to kick him out, he tells me how much he loves me and how I'm wrong for thinking that. When do you know you're getting the runaround, or in this recession, am I being too sensitive about the subject? Okay, that's a good question. I've been getting asked by a lot of my listeners, you know, how do you know you're even a woman, you know, that she's with you because you're a sugar daddy or not? You know, is she with you because she loves you? Is she with you because I have money, or a boyfriend who's a deadbeat, etc.? Great question. I think there's ways to tell. I think it's I think there's some real easy signs, very easy signs. And I think a lot of us have been in that position where we start supporting somebody else even before the recession. And we were able to figure it out before when times were better. We're like, okay, wait a second. You know, you're not getting a job. You're not working. You're not, what's going on? Like with the Boston Marathon bombings, the older brother, the older Tsarnaev brother, he hadn't been working for what, a year or two? But his wife had been working, and he was collecting government aid, you know. So there's deadbeats out there, absolutely. There's deadbeats, and you want to make sure that you don't, you know, get caught in that. Or you have, what's it called when a woman is looking for a sugar daddy? Just a gold digger? Gold digger? And it's something that many of us are concerned about. I was never concerned about marrying somebody who would be a gold digger because we never had money. I mean, you know, we were always poorer than anybody that I ever dated. But I never wanted, see, for me, I never wanted to be accused of somebody dating somebody or marrying somebody because of their money. So I would, how I would protect against that is I'm like, then let me pay. You know, no, you know, let me, you know what, I got my own bills. You do not have to help me with my bills. Also, I was independent to the point where I didn't want a man feeling like I was in that position where he was supporting me when we were dating. I just didn't think that would be a very safe position for me. I wanted to make sure I, you know, could leave if I had to. Okay? That was just, you know, because I knew boyfriends came and went, and I didn't want my living arrangements dependent on that. And I did. I worked a few jobs while going to school, you know, flipped burgers, tutored, whatever I could do, and I was able to make the bills. But what about those of you whose loved one is a victim of the recession? And they're living with you, you're doing all the work, you're paying their bills, they're sitting there playing video games, who knows, you know, what do you do? Well, I never like ultimatums in a relationship unless you really mean it. I mean, if you're really ready to leave, then just leave. Because threatening to leave means it's going to happen. Okay, that means you want to leave. You're already through with the relationship, and you're done. You're fed up. There's already too much brewing. But if you're threatening to leave to get him to get a job, that could be very dangerous. Because what if he says, "I don't want to get a job. I don't want to get a job. I don't want to work. I don't like to work." Are you ready to leave? Now, some people are very happy living with someone that doesn't contribute. It's just, you know, they love the person, and you love the person, and it makes good, but then all of a sudden, you know, money gets tight, or you start to lose things that you wanted to buy, and the resentment grows. And so, you know, one thing that we in psychology, even though I'm a family medicine doctor, but the one thing as a family doctor, you always have to watch out for is some underlying resentment. Did marrying this person or getting this person pregnant, etc., keep you from advancing to where you want to advance or your dream, etc.? Now, of course, you know, it takes two to make a baby, so I never think you should ever blame somebody, you know, for getting them pregnant, okay? I mean, if you were a part of it, you were a part of it, whether you had the sperm or you had the egg. But underlying resentments towards each other will continually come out. And continually come out, especially when things go sour. So my suggestion is to deal with anything that could be causing resentment before it gets to be a blow up. So if you're married to somebody who you don't think is pulling their weight, or you're dating somebody who you don't think is pulling their weight, bring it up when times are good. Okay, and say, look, you know, things are good, money's good, but what I don't want happening is when money starts to get tight or I start to get tired, you and I will fight. Our relationship comes first. And if I foresee that things are going to go bad financially, can we maybe move to fix this now? What could we do so we don't feel like it's unfair, where one of us is doing more work than another? All right, you know, I love you. I love the way things are, but I could totally see myself when times get tough that I'm gonna feel crapped on, and I'm gonna feel like you're a deadbeat. All right, and now of course that's gonna turn into a fight, but maybe it's a conversation you need to have. Because what is your goal with any relationship? Your goal with any relationship is for it to last. It's not that both people make money. It's not that both of you become rich. You want your relationship to last. And so if you're very well aware of parts to your relationship that is going to put a dagger between you when things get rough, don't let that dagger even come to play. Set aside your roles. For example, if you're married to a woman who really isn't career bound but really wants to take care of the kids, wants to be a homemaker, etc., then that gets decided ahead of time. And mind you, that's the hardest job on this planet. So I mean, you find a woman that wants to devote herself to raising the kids, you got a good woman, you keep her. All right, but have that conversation out, because we don't want you having that conversation 5 years from now going, wait a second, you're just home with the kids when I'm working. No, that conversation can't happen. You guys have to already have this set up, because otherwise, if it starts to bother you later, well, then she's going to say, well, leave. Why the surprise? But there are tricks to find out if somebody is deadbeating you, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Jeanette from Las Vegas says, Doctor, my boyfriend's problem is he can't keep a job. He gets a job and is continually fired by the third month. What do you suggest in this case? All right, so what I've done, because today's show we're going to be talking about this headline where 4 in 5 of the U.S. face near poverty and no work. Many of you from a relationship status have been asking me, not that I'm just a relationship doctor, I talk about everything, whether it's economics, whether it's education, whether it's your cholesterol, whatever. Current affairs, national security, whatever. But some of the questions that have been starting to come forth over the last year or two has been related to relationships. And how do you know you're getting screwed? Are you dating a gold digger who's looking for a sugar daddy? Am I married to a deadbeat? Those types of questions. And those are very honest questions, because nobody wants to think they're getting screwed over. They want to think that the relationship is completely genuine. So in this case, Jeanette writes, well, what if your boyfriend can't keep a job? Well, my question is if he's always getting fired, why is that? Right? Is he failing a drug test? Is he sleeping in and coming to work late? Does he just not do the job? Does he just not follow orders? Does he not like the job? Or is he lying? Does he really not have the job to begin with. You know, years ago we were taught ways to tell if the person you were with could be a deadbeat. And one of which, like somebody you were dating, was see if they checked their mail. You know, if they never, because usually, you know, once you're dating somebody and you're over at their house, you'll see their mail. Their mail will be sitting around. You don't have to peruse their mail, but you'll see the mail. All right. But if you never, ever see mail, and you're like, oh, before we go, do you need to check your mail? Don't forget to check your mail or whatever. And they just don't want to check their mail. Kind of wonder, well, you know, what's going on? What are they hiding from with the mail? Or if you see the mail and most of their letters say, well, past due, final, what does some of my mail say? Disconnection pending, right? I get some of those mail, right, with the big red letters. Okay. So years ago, all right, well, that was a sign. This is somebody who can't pay their bills. And that, yeah, that could be a red flag. Well, that's not a red flag anymore because I think most of us are getting mail these days. This recession sucks. Can't tell you how many disconnect notices or disconnect threats or past due final notice even we get. It's horrible. This is a horrible, horrible time. So you can't use that, okay? But a red flag would be their willingness to find a job and to try to make it work, okay? And another sign of being with somebody who could be a deadbeat or a gold digger, et cetera, is their money always has to go to something else and not the union of the two. So, for example, I have many patients who will say, you know, my boyfriend works or my girlfriend works, and that money has to go to her credit cards. So she has credit card bills. So her money can't go to the rent, or his money can't go to the car payment. So I'm covering the rent, I'm covering the car payment, I'm covering the food. Her money goes to her credit card bills. Well, that's, okay, that could be kind of a red flag. Now, mind you, right, all, like Bob Brinker, I believe Dave Ramsey, I mean, most of these financial gurus tell us pay off the credit card bills. Absolutely. Pay off your debt. But then how do you know they're not with you so that they could pay off their debt and they're getting a free place to live, etc.? You know, there's been a lot of convenience dating that's been happening recently. It's been happening for decades, centuries even. But convenience dating is, I think, happening more than we've ever known it. People can't find a job. People can't keep their bills. So they're going to shack up. It's easy to do. But being on the single scene, being out there, that's some scary, scary stuff. Right? And you know, on the flip side, even for innocent people, you know, there's many widows and widowers that are out there, especially women who were widowed, who don't have a man. And they aren't in a relationship. They're trying to support themselves. They had been a housewife for 30, 40 years. And now they're trying to get into a relationship, and innocently so. Not so much so they're, you know, taken care of financially, but they've been always part of a relationship where they, you know, they were taken care of. They can't live alone. So these sort of convenience relationships can happen. And they can be okay. I mean, yeah, aren't there dating websites now where wealthy men are looking for young women and they'll pay for their college, right? And it's not considered prostitution. It's not considered that. These are two people that are very knowingly going into a situation where they date and there's some financial benefits to that dating. I mean, we could come up with many Hollywood sort of representations of that. But if you don't want to be in that type of situation, you need to call it, and you need to call it quickly. Now, I look at a relationship as an investment as well, okay? I invested my years of youth into my relationship with my husband. I've been with him 17 years. I love him. And I think I'm not worried about having invested my youth because he's a phenomenal man. He's going to be with me till the end. He's a wonderful man, etc. But for those of you that don't really have the years to invest, or you don't want to lose your youth, or you don't want to lose what's left of your youth on somebody who you don't think is going to be in it for long haul, then yeah, you're going to have to decide pretty quickly. But I also don't want you to screw up the relationship. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I don't want you screwing up the relationship, it being a relationship of just tests. You know, when two people fall in love, All right. How I look at it, and I may be naive, but when you fall in love, nothing seems to matter. You fall in love, everybody makes do, everything goes into the pot, you figure out all your expenses, you figure out how you're making it work, and because you are in love, the conversation comes very, very easy. Okay, let's put our paychecks together. Yes, one makes more than the other. Let's look at each other's expenses. We figure out how to do it, and we figure out which expenses are the most important to get done, period. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. But when it's not a no-brainer and everybody starts getting defensive of their certain bank accounts or their certain expenses, etc., there may be some issues with the relationship. And, yeah, I can understand you being wary. Right? And I'm not saying, you know, consider your girlfriend a gold digger or your boyfriend a deadbeat if they don't want to share finances. By no means, not that. But if you guys are in love and you have that strong relationship, then sit down and go, okay, let's talk about goals. Let's talk, I mean, and again, not during a fight. It's when times are fine. When you guys are having a good day, go, let's sit down and take a look at this, okay? I'm 35. You're 37. All right, let's look at the money we're bringing in. Let's look at our expenses, and let's just do some financial planning. You know, personally, I would like to be able to take a trip once in a while. I would like to save for my studio. I would like to whatever. All right? What can we do money-wise to make that happen? All right? And then if the other side is like, well, you know, all the money seems to go to my credit cards, well, what can we do to change that? Because, you know, over the last couple of years, everything's been kind of now going towards this two-person, you know, home, and it's I'm depleting my funds pretty quickly. You know, let's see if we could reorganize our finances so, you know, we both don't end up broke type of thing. And if you already see them start to get defensive and upset, you got a problem with that relationship. You really do. Because if somebody loved you, they wouldn't want you spending all, they shouldn't want you spending all their money on them. That's a pretty easy test. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this headline, 4 in 5 Americans, adults, struggle with joblessness, near poverty, or reliance on welfare for at least parts of their lives, which, A, I think that, to me, I mean, goes without saying, but 4 out of 5, they say survey data exclusive to the Associated Press points to an increasingly globalized U.S. economy and widening gap between the rich and poor and the loss of good-paying manufacturing jobs as a reason for the trend. Now, President Obama, with his speech last week, says he wants to rebuild ladders of opportunity. It shouldn't just be for people born rich. People should be able to become rich from all aspects of society. I mean, that's, I think we all agree that. I mean, some of our favorite success stories are those who weren't born rich. That's why I think we love American Idol and America's Got Talent. You know, seeing people become famous who were like Carrie Underwood. Right? She was working on her dad's farm, right? And then becoming the superstar that she is. We love those stories. We want that to happen. It's just you can't force an economy to make that happen. If 4 out of every 5 in the U.S. face near poverty or no work, we have a huge looming economic problem right now, a huge crisis. Now, one thing I want to talk about in this next segment is how I think we need to change how we're training kids and how we do school. I don't think we're spending enough time on teaching these kids how to keep a job, how to find a job, even young kids, and self-control. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you were ever passed up for a job because the boss decided to hire his son? Right? How many of you have ever been passed up for a promotion because one of your coworkers was sleeping with the boss? How many of you have ever lost a job because you were just so gosh darn bored that you ended up playing solitaire on your computer? And see, that's why I love The Office, the show The Office, right? You got solitaire going on in the background. I mean, it's so realistic, right? All right. These are scenarios that are extremely common in the workforce, just very, very common, okay? You know, we hear about it, we see it in movies, but I'm wondering if the way we've been training our kids and our high school students is doing them a disservice. They go to school, they learn their math, They learn their science. They learn the English. They do some book reports. Now they're learning how to use a computer. No more encyclopedias. Encyclopedia Britannica isn't even printing anymore because everything's online. So they learn how to Google, right? They learn how to spell. We got our spell checks. I've already kind of complained about that, how kids have it too easy now rather than learning how to spell and getting smacked with a ruler if they misspelled it. But things are different now. You know, you just, you know, you can use your spell check and figure things out. You have PE. You get to play some badminton. You get to maybe play some kickball. And then PE ends by freshman, sophomore year. And then you don't have to do PE anymore. Maybe you get to do study hall. You get to go off campus and eat fast food. Mom gives you money. Maybe mom or dad makes you get a summer job. You get a summer job. You get to play video games the whole time. Maybe you lose your summer job because you were playing video games. Your parents don't push it too much because school's starting in September. So all of a sudden now you're out of school and you are out in the real world. And you're facing a job and you have an employer that says, all right, I need this stuff done. All right, bring it to me on Friday, all completed. So you do it. And you kind of do it with the same half-assed, slipshod way you went through school. It was fine. You graduated. You got your diploma in school, right? So, I mean, that worked for you. That's the only way you know how. Not worried about any spelling errors because the computer should pick it up. There should be some sort of spell check. You hand it to your boss. You get it to your boss on time. Great, right? And you end up losing your job. Well, why did I lose my job? Right? Well, you didn't know what the boss wanted. Did the boss want something extra? Did the boss want it before Friday? Maybe the boss said by Friday, but he wanted to test you to see if you got it done before Thursday or Friday. Maybe the boss noticed the spelling errors. Maybe the boss saw you really didn't put any passion into it. Boom, you're fired. Just a weak example, right, of the thousands of examples of different ways people get fired and lose their job. And then somebody goes, well, I guess it's the industry. It's a crappy industry. All right, I'll find a job in another industry. Or it's an idiot boss. It's a boss's fault. All right. Do we ever teach our kids how to deal with bosses? What if you have a boss that's bipolar? What if you have a boss that is happy one day, unhappy the next? Or you have to feel like you got to walk on eggshells around the boss. And many of us do. Some of those are the most difficult bosses. A lot of us like those types of bosses because when you feel rewarded by them, it's a real reward. But they just, I mean, it's like when you do something right, no one remembers. When you do something wrong, no one forgets. Well, do we ever teach kids that? Now, most of the School of Hard Knocks or most of the common sense type of stuff gets trained by your parents, okay? You end up working with your dad in the shop, working with your mom in the kitchen, etc. In the olden days, right? And so we would try to bestow any words of wisdom on you there. But kids aren't getting the access to their parents like they used to. So they're not getting any words of wisdom. So, for example, one of my kids came home, tough time with the teacher. Oh, this teacher is an idiot, blah, 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 blah. All right, well, because this teacher is an idiot, I don't have to deal with them next year. All right, the person's an idiot, that's not the norm. I had to stop and go, wait a second. You know, and your dad chimed in too, going, yeah, the guy's an idiot. Yeah, he's right. Okay, I mean, they didn't use the word idiot. They used other words. I go, stop for a second. All right? This is perfect. I'm so glad you're experiencing this. Because where I see it, from all the fields I've been in, the average person is like my kid's teacher. And this is one hell of a life lesson. Now, what do many of our parents do that are hands-on? Well, we try to get the kid out of the class. Oh, this teacher has it out for him, so we got to get the kid out of the class. We got to, we have to protect him from the teacher. You know, we have to do this, we have to do that. What if we don't? All right? You got a teacher who's an idiot to your kids. Maybe the teacher isn't being an idiot. Maybe the teacher's giving him a hard time because he always comes to class late because he's not paying attention. He's sitting there drawing pictures of Old Republic or the video game on his note page. Maybe this teacher is 100% right, but we're perceiving him as an idiot because he doesn't like your behavior. Well, if your teacher doesn't like your behavior in classroom, how the hell are you going to keep a job later? So many of these people then think their bosses are idiots or their coworkers are idiots. And maybe you will be surrounded by idiots. Or maybe all these people are right. But why aren't we training our kids to know how to navigate through society, navigate through people. You know, one topic we talked about on Saturday at length on my Saturday show was the Anthony Weiner and the mayor of San Diego, the mayor of San Diego being accused of licking someone's face, Anthony Weiner in a sex scene. So we spent some time talking about how maybe we need to remember that we're animals first. Humans are animals. A lot of things we do are animalistic, okay? We grab, we cheat, we jump, we fight, etc. And these are a part of our nature. Yes, in society, we're now in this society, 2013, you know, we're taught to still stay monogamous to our wife, our husband. We're supposed to show some restraint, but we're starting to see less restraint. Menage a trois are making a huge comeback. Swingers, people not getting married anymore. A lot of people aren't getting married. They're having children out of wedlock, living together. And so you're, you know, when you look at somebody like Anthony Weiner or you know, the mayor of San Diego, right, and their sexual transgressions, is there something wrong with them, or are they just normal humans? And we're looking at the glasses half empty instead of the glasses half full. You know, if somebody could not cheat on their spouse, if somebody could not go up and grab someone's breast or lick their face, they're showing phenomenal restraint. But the average person is an animal. Now, we talked about what's been happening with Chicago. There's been some concern that Illinois has allowed concealed carry when there's so much Chicago gun violence. But it's because people voted that they wanted to be able to protect themselves with a gun. All right, why not? If there's all this gun violence, why not protect yourself from a gun? You know, maybe we need to stop idolizing the human being and be really realistic with what we have out here. People are animals. Sometimes people do things worse than animals. Some of my patients come in having some weird STDs. I'm like, you were doing what? Even your cat or dog would have even do that position. But anyway, that's okay. That's good. I'm not saying animals so much in a bad sense, but just look at it. When we're hungry, we eat, we snap, we, there's a variety of things where our animalistic instinct takes over. Sometimes we should trust it. Many times we need to control it. But if we aren't going about society, looking at society as we could be animals, we're not going to protect ourselves. Why aren't we teaching our kids in school that the average human could pounce on you like an animal? We always teach them, we'll avoid tigers and avoid lions and avoid bears, right? But then your 15-year-old daughter is confused when she's wearing a mini skirt, when she's drinking, when she's flirting with a boy and he jumps on her. Why does that shock your daughter? Why does that shock you? So maybe in school, we need to start training our kids completely different. We need to start training them that people can be animals. People can jump you. People can hurt you. People can shoot you. Bosses will fire you. If you don't hold your end of the bargain or you do half-assed work, you could be fired. They don't teach that stuff. They teach dodgeball, which I think is cool. But maybe we're just not prepping our younger generation like we should. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I've got a question for you guys out there. If any of you could call in and help us with the definition. What is the definition of a redneck? Okay. I think we have a lot of people confused out there. Right? I remember being taught that redneck was extremely derogatory. This was years ago, decades ago, redneck. And then you had Jeff Foxworthy making his jokes, right? You might be a redneck. And the term was used a lot because of those jokes. Now, you know, if a term is derogatory, like cracker, et cetera, a variety of other racist terms, you don't say it. So when Jeff Foxworthy made his fame with the "you might be a redneck" jokes, then we realized, okay, well, redneck is probably a word you can say. You know how there's certain words you can never, never say, like the N-word, right? But redneck, when he was using it in terms of a joke, well, then we're like, okay, well, then I guess that's not one of those forbidden words. You could say it, even though it doesn't have a good meaning. Okay? Then comes Duck Dynasty. Duck Dynasty, I love the show. Very fun show. And Jace, the brother, and Willie. Jace always gives Willie some crap about losing his redneck. And he lost a redneck. He's like, I didn't lose my redneck. I'm still just as redneck. And then, you know, me kind of learning as I go, thinking, okay, so wait a second. So redneck isn't derogatory. Redneck is supposed to be a Southern pride, right? Like you like your fried frog's legs. You like to eat your squirrel's brains. You like to be a hard worker, right? You like your guns, okay? You like working, right? And you like, four-wheeling, right? And off-roading. So Duck Dynasty turned the term into, I guess, a symbol of Southern pride, even though, from what I understand, over the last couple decades, redneck has become that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But I guess in headlines today, an Arizona high school may face charges that it violated the civil rights of minority students after it held a quote-unquote redneck day for students. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, it's a school-wide event. They were satirizing the TV show Duck Dynasty. They were going to wear the camouflage, etc. But they said it caused a lot of hostilities. So if they're thinking Duck Dynasty redneck, yet others are thinking civil rights, what is the definition of a redneck? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Ralph calling from North Carolina. Hey, Ralph, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Dr. Dolly. Love your show.
Thank you.
You're a good lady. Yeah, I'm well blessed just to listen to your radio. I'm from Georgia. We got definition of two rednecks. One is a construction worker that stays out and get a redneck. That's a redneck.
From the
other redneck is that goes to the bar and starts trouble.
Ah, like bar fights or yeah, I get it. All right. Well,
that's what we call rednecks down south. The ones that are out in the construction working and the one that goes to the bar and just start trouble.
Okay. So then I guess this high school deciding to do a redneck day, would you find that insulting or it's just misnamed? Because it looks like they were trying to do a Duck Dynasty theme.
Back a long time ago when they started taking these slang words and miss around the word. The redneck was the old country boy that dipped snuff and drove a pickup truck. Well, that's where, this new slang language come out, the old redneck boy. No, back in the South, I'm an old-timer. Back in the South, a construction worker. And the one that goes to bars starts trouble.
All right. Ralph, thanks for calling. You've helped. By the way, I love your accent. That rocks. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember they called Ronald Reagan a cowboy? See, I never understood that as a kid because I thought a cowboy was a compliment. Right? They were saying, well, he's some cowboy. To me, cowboys? Damn. I mean, they are some of the finest men, unless I'm naive and I'm missing something. Aren't cowboys hard workers? Don't they respect the ladies? You know, don't they, show pride in their country? I could be naive, but, you know, they were calling Ronald Reagan a cowboy, and I'm like, well, yeah, that's a good thing, isn't it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But this is some scary stuff. If a high school can be up on civil rights charges because they wanted to do it, but they didn't call it a Duck Dynasty Day. They called it a Redneck Day. And from what we understand, they were trying to do it more Duck Dynasty theme, except one student wore a large Confederate flag to school. So even though I guess he's allowed to do that under the First Amendment, this is being reported by Daily Mail, that obviously could tick people off. I guess they say local residents were outraged by the racially insensitive send-up of the hit TV show. Am I losing it? Is Duck Dynasty considered racist? You know, Duck Dynasty, the only show where I saw Duck Dynasty made, Duck Dynasty makes fun of yuppies, right? You know, coming to work in suits. Okay, so they'll make fun of yuppies. And I guess one time the Duck Dynasty boys, I thought the scene was hilarious, they go into a coffee house, and they just want some coffee, and, you know, these guys from their beards and they're scruffy, you know, she's like, well, do you want a, you know, mocha latte frappuccino, or do you want a strawberry puree, coffee mocha, like, we just want some coffee. And then I guess there was a poetry reading at the coffee house, so they said, we gone. And, if I saw the show insulting anybody, I mean, I could bet it'd be maybe a poetry reader. But I had no idea that people think that of Duck Dynasty, and I'm saying I think a lot of people don't. Because they say the intent of Redneck Day at the school was to spoof the characters on the reality show. I can understand how the Confederate flag would go too far. I mean, what I've looked up with redneck history is there were terms that ended up being more like political terms. I guess there was a large group of unionized miners that marched south to Logan County to pressure the mine owners there to allow the miners to become ununionized, to identify themselves. The miners wore red bandanas around their necks. This is, you know, one side I'm looking at. And then the publicity associated with the battles and the subsequent court cases created the terms redneck. And at that time, they were viewed as the good guys in the conflict. But you also hear back to, I guess, according to Wikipedia, I guess back in the 1600s, there was a association between the term redneck and Presbyterians. I'm a little kind of confused there. They said in Scotland in the 1640s, the Covenanters rejected rule by bishops, often signaling manifestos using their own blood. Some wore red cloth around their neck to signify their position and were called rednecks by the Scottish ruling class to denote that they were the rebels in what had become to known the Bishops' War. Eventually, the term meant Presbyterian, especially in communities along the Scottish border. So, the reason why I'm bringing this up is if Duck Dynasty continues in its popularity, and a lot of kids watch Duck Dynasty, kids watch Pawn Stars, kids are really watching reality TV. I mean, it's amazing. I'd given a talk to a bunch of fifth graders and or fourth graders at the time, and I had some things that I wanted to sell on Pawn Stars, and I was showing them old medical antiques, and I said, now guys, no, we can't open up this World War One kit because I may be selling it on Pawn Stars. I go, Pawn Stars, oh my gosh, and I go, you guys watch Pawn Stars? And like all the kids rose their hands, and so if they're looking at these shows and getting, you know, these terms, yet other parts of the country are looking at these terms as maybe, you know, like with Duck Dynasty, redneck being racist, then we may need to redefine the word, because I could see kids making that mistake over and over again because Duck Dynasty seems so innocent. 1-877-DUCK-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.